Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida. In today's fast-paced and ever-evolving world, many individuals find themselves searching for guidance on how to navigate the complexities of relationships, career, and personal fulfillment. We yearn for a roadmap that will lead us to a superior way of living, showing us how to excel in all aspects of our lives and embody true authenticity. Look no further, for The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida provides just that. In this profound book, Deida explores the essential qualities and characteristics that create a truly superior man. Unlike most self-help books that focus solely on outer achievements, Deida delves deeply into the realms of masculine and feminine energies, offering a unique perspective on how to embrace and balance both within ourselves and our relationships. To truly understand the transformative potential of The Way of the Superior Man, let us consider a real-life scenario. Imagine a man named John, who has spent years working tirelessly towards his professional success. He has climbed the corporate ladder, accumulating wealth, accolades, and a prestigious job title. On the surface, John seems to have it all, the money, the power, the respect. Yet, deep within him, a sense of unease lingers. Despite his outward success, John is plagued by a lingering feeling of emptiness and dissatisfaction. John's relationships are evidence of this underlying discontent. Though he may excel in the boardroom, his intimate connections are lacking depth and intimacy. His romantic endeavors are short-lived, always leaving him yearning for more. He struggles to understand why he cannot fully connect with his partners, why he is left feeling unfulfilled even in the presence of seemingly ideal mates. Then, one day, John stumbles upon The Way of the Superior Man and cannot help but be intrigued. As he delves into the pages, he finds himself captivated by Deida's insightful exploration of masculinity, femininity, and the dance between the two. He discovers that true success is not solely measured by external achievements, but by an inner alignment with his core essence. Through Deida's guidance, John begins to uncover the deeper layers of his being. He learns how to tap into his authentic masculine essence, embracing qualities such as purpose, presence, and integrity. As he refines his understanding of what it means to be a man in the modern world, he realizes that his relationships can be transformed. John's newfound insights inspire him to approach his partners with compassion and conscious awareness. He learns the importance of deep listening, vulnerability, and emotional connection. By embodying the qualities outlined in The Way of the Superior Man, John experiences a profound shift within himself and in his relationships. Through the powerful teachings and practical exercises outlined in this book, John begins to thrive in all areas of his life. His professional success takes on new meaning as he aligns it with his authentic purpose. His connections deepen, and he experiences levels of intimacy he never thought possible. The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida is not just a self-help book, it is a life-altering roadmap for individuals seeking to transcend mediocrity and embrace a superior way of living. Whether you are a man looking to reclaim your masculine power or a woman seeking insights into the dynamics of intimate relationships, this book holds the potential to transform your life. As you dive into the following summary of The Way of the Superior Man, you will discover the key principles and practices that can empower you to live a life of depth, purpose, and fulfillment. Get ready to embark on a transformative journey that will revolutionize the way you show up in the world and experience profound connections with others. We will now be discussing the top three essential ideas from this book in the following text. 1. To live a fulfilling and purposeful life, a man must embrace both his masculine and feminine qualities, balancing his ambition and power with his vulnerability and sensitivity. 2. In relationships, a man should cultivate presence, depth, and the ability to hold space for a woman's emotional experience, rather than trying to fix or control her. 3. Sexual polarity is essential for maintaining passion and attraction in intimate relationships, and understanding and embracing the dynamics of masculine and feminine energy can lead to deeper connections. For instance, let's imagine a man named John who is a highly successful and ambitious entrepreneur. He has dedicated his life to building a successful business, climbing the corporate ladder, and accumulating wealth and power. John is driven, assertive, and determined, which are all traits associated with masculinity. While John's ambition and dedication have allowed him to achieve a great deal of success professionally, his personal life suffers as a result. He finds it challenging to maintain long-lasting and meaningful relationships, and he often feels disconnected from his own emotions and those of others. His pursuit of power and domination leaves little room for vulnerability and emotional expression. As a result, he becomes isolated and struggles to find true fulfillment and meaning in his life. According to data, John can overcome these challenges and create a more fulfilling life by embracing his feminine qualities. These qualities include the ability to be vulnerable, open-hearted, and emotionally connected. By learning how to cultivate and balance these qualities alongside his masculine traits, John can achieve a greater sense of wholeness and purpose. To start this journey, John must first recognize that vulnerability and sensitivity are not signs of weakness, but rather sources of strength. He needs to let go of the societal expectations that dictate men should always appear strong and invulnerable. By acknowledging and accepting his own vulnerability, John can begin to build more authentic and intimate connections with others. Practicing vulnerability requires John to go beyond his comfort zone. He needs to engage in open and honest conversations, expressing his emotions and fears to his loved ones. This vulnerability can deepen the bond he shares with others, allowing for more meaningful and fulfilling relationships. Furthermore, John needs to develop a greater awareness of his own emotions and learn to express them in healthy and constructive ways. This may involve exploring new outlets for emotional release, such as art, therapy, or meditation. By allowing himself to feel and express his emotions, John can develop a greater understanding of himself and those around him. Alongside embracing vulnerability, John must also explore and cultivate his sensitivity. Sensitivity allows him to be attuned to the needs and emotions of others, fostering deeper connections and empathy. By practicing active listening and paying attention to the subtle cues of those around him, John can become more adept at understanding and supporting his loved ones. However, embracing his feminine side does not mean John needs to completely abandon his ambition and power. Instead, he should learn to integrate these aspects of his masculine energy with his vulnerability and sensitivity. By honoring and expressing his ambition and power in a balanced way, John can channel these energies towards creating a more meaningful and purposeful life. For example, John can use his ambition to make a positive impact on the world by aligning his goals with his values. He can set intentions that promote not only personal success but also contribute to the well-being of others. By doing so, John can find fulfillment in knowing that his actions are not solely driven by personal gain but are rooted in a deeper purpose. In conclusion, the way of the superior man emphasizes the importance of embracing both masculine and feminine qualities to lead a fulfilling life. By acknowledging and cultivating vulnerability and sensitivity alongside ambition and power, individuals can create a sense of wholeness and purpose. By embracing the example of John, we can understand that true fulfillment comes from finding balance and integration between these energies, allowing us to live authentically and harmoniously in all aspects of our lives.